And welcome back to Purple Passion on this Purple Friday after a big Ravens win with Jamal Lewis and John Ogden and Carter Ismail. Star-studded paddle here this week for a huge game and certainly a festive game as well as Jamal went into the Ring of Honor. Let's take a look at the highlights from this game last night. And certainly the big storyline going in, the return of the regular referees. I think the smile from Ray Lewis said it all, even a hug from Ray Rice. Hugs and high fives all around. The Ravens defense early looking good. Pressure there. And the knockdown by Paul Kruger. And then that big hit on Josh Cribbs. Scary moment. Take another look at it. It was Donnell Ellerbe who hit him, but Cribbs would be okay. Later, Flacco picked off in the end zone. And then comes right back. Flacco's so good at bouncing back, hitting Tandon Dawes. That's a six-play, 85-yard drive. And then to complete it, how about the touchdown catch to Torrey Smith? 18 yards on that pass completion. Third touchdown of the season for Smith. It was 6-0 after the missed extra point. Browns answer, Brandon Wheaton to Greg Little, 43 yards. And that would lead to this. Big running back in Trent Richardson, the rookie. He's going to take it in. Touchdown. Now, the Ravens held Richardson to just 47 yards in this game as the Ravens had the two-point lead at halftime. Second half opens, and there go the Ravens. Flacco's going to run it in. They'd open the third quarter, 13-play, 89-yard drive at 16-7. And here is the big play of the game. Defensive effort by Kerry Williams. First career interception, and he does it in style. He takes it back for the touchdown, 23-10, Ravens. Final plays of the game, the Browns would have to go to the Hail Mary, down by 7 to 23-16, into the end zone. It's knocked down. Ed Reed is there. End of game? Not quite. We got a flag on the play. Paul Kruger with a personal foul. So one more shot. The Ravens fans holding their breath collectively at M&T Bank Stadium, but this pass is going to sail right out of the end zone, and the Ravens win it 23-16. 3-1 now on this season, 2-0 in the AFC North. By the way, this team streaking like Will Ferrell in old school. Talk about 13 straight at home, 10 in a row against the AFC North, and 9 straight against the Browns. Was it impressive? I asked the guy who had some big games against the Browns first. That, how'd you feel about it?
I felt great. It was a good game, well-fought game, and answered the bell. And took advantage of, their mistakes, the Browns' mistakes and everything else, and big plays by Torrey Smith. It was just a good game, wide open. It was a good one.
Q, we're starting to see this offense transition from a running attack really to this passing attack. I think Joe threw it 46 times. Mm-hmm. What do you like about what you're seeing with that aerial attack of the Ravens?
There are a lot of things that I look at with this aerial attack. Certainly the hurry-up offense, gives them an advantage. There are a lot of weapons that Joe can go to. But last night I saw something that really made me smile. Anquan Boldin, when you really needed to make that play, to get that spark going, you had to have Anquan step up. And boy, did it. I mean, we're talking about bad conditions. And Anquan, clutch catch after clutch catch. I don't think people can really appreciate, just the level of toughness for those catches that he made. And he made it look effortless. That's why he's, the player that he is. But again, whether it be over the middle, whether it be on a sideline, Joe had to have that go-to guy. He beat one-on-one coverage. He beat double coverage. And again, the clutchness in which he performed. We're talking about a guy in the first three games, he only had 10 balls. Right. Now you're talking about in this game alone, 9-for-131, and how he was able to spark and really create for the offense. I thought it was really special.
Ravens now 7-0 when Boldin gets 6 or more catches. When he's involved, kind of like Ray Rice too, when he's involved, they win ball games. J.O., this seems like a team now more balanced than we've seen in years past. The defense, offense, the run, the pass, they're able to do special everything teams. Pretty well. And special teams. That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, they won the game last night. Was it a perfect game? No, but they did enough to get the win. I'd like to see Ray Rice average a few more yards per carry. I'd like to see the defense get a few more three and outs, not quite so much bend but don't break. But at the end of the day, they're coming off a short week, and it's in the division, and they got the win. So kudos to the guys for going out there doing what they needed to do. They know that with their effort, it's got to continue to get better. But right now, they're 3-1 at the quarter pole and looking good.
You talk about that 3-1, and you talk about the defense as far as three and outs. I think that this defense is still trying to find itself as far as the communication level with one another. It was good to see Ed Reed play at a high level as far as the Sunday night game carrying over into this game. But then at the same time, Kerry Williams, that huge boost for him as far as being able to sit on a route, get the interception, first career touchdown. That was a good job. I think they're still a work in progress, though.
By the way, you talk about the quarter poll. This team at 3-1. They had to play on Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, three primetime games, and they had to play four games in 17 days. Did you guys ever have to go through a stretch like that where your body, I mean, physically, I don't know how this team really made it through, and they make it through at 3-1.
I didn't have to go through a stretch like that, but at the same time, I did play in a Thursday night game when they first started that, and it was tough to actually play on that Sunday and then come right back and play on that Thursday because your installation and preparation is not really the same, you know, as you're used to. But for them to go out, you know, last night and actually put together that win and play with a high tempo the way they did, it was very impressive. And I think that that'll carry over to, you know, much more successful games as well.
Now, the good thing is you get the weekend off. It's almost like a mini bye. You get the next 10 days. You'd be playing golf probably. You two would be out on the golf course. How important is it, though, just to rest the body up here?
Vital. I think recovery is critical. You look at the upcoming schedule. I mean, they're going to be playing a tough Kansas City Chiefs team. You got the Cowboys. You got the Houston Texans that looking like an amazing team offensively and defensively. So there's a lot of, some games on the horizon that are going to be starred to see how you are. Certainly this rest is critical.
All right, here's our Twitter question for the day. It comes from Josh Mann, 1972. The question to Jamal, if you could give one piece of advice to Ray Rice, what would it be?
One piece of advice is just hit it. You know, hit the whole one step and go. And, because he is a great agile runner. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, these defenses want to flush you out of the pocket and stuff like that. But I think he has that good burst. And, you know, he's not a very tall guy, so he's not easily to be seen. But just hit it and, just keep doing what you're doing, actually.
All right, we'll take a timeout here. When we get back, we have a little trivia. Hope you guys have been studying the media guide. You will be tested right after the break here on Purple Passion.